All the Things He Said, written by Ellis Moore as well, and read by Flower Parish.
Audience by Z Scribble.
This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Boyle / Waxer. Summary. 5 times Waxer and Boyle had silent conversations, and 1 time they did not. 1. They met 3 days ago, but it might as well have been 30 years with the way things clicked, especially in training, like now. Boyle shoves his helmet up, and Waxer does the same. Comms will give away their position. Any thoughts? Waxer peers around the pylon, careful to not be seen. Nothing. He puts a finger to his lips. Give me a boost. Boyle cups his hands, and Waxer steps in with his left foot, bouncing on his right. On three. From the top, Waxer can see their opponents hunkered down nearby. He grins. Left to flank, I'll stay high. 2. By the time they actually go to war together, the conversations no longer require removal of their buckets. Eye contact is for amateurs. It's all done through minuscule tilts of heads and shrugs, flicked fingers and hitched shoulders. Waxer opens his hand, and Boyle fills it with a fresh power cell. Boyle thinks grenade, and Waxer lobs one expertly. They develop a reputation. The two you send in when 50 won't be enough. It's no longer Waxer and Boyle, it's Waxer and Boyle. A unit unto themselves. Uncompromising, untouchable, unstoppable. Even Cody's impressed. Ready to fuck some shit up? Right behind you. 3. It's not just for the battlefield, though. They can, and do, hold entire conversations across the mess hall. Do you want green or brown? Criff, neither. Boyle. I'd rather starve than shit that stuff out. Boyle. Fine. Brown. At least it's the color shit's supposed to be. And in the bunk room. What do you think? I think you look ridiculous. You don't like it? It's straight from one of those bad outer rim porn hollows. So you like it. And over the thump of the bass in 79s. I don't dance. You do tonight, porn stash. You do like it. 4. And, yeah, okay, Waxer does like the mustache, despite the bad porn, or maybe because of it. Whatever the reason, it changes something between them. He's never going to tell Boyle that, though, not even silently. He'll never live it down. Instead, he slips into the shower with Boyle after a long and filthy recon mission, pressing lips to skin and allowing hands to roam. Boyle goes absolutely still for the longest 3 seconds of Waxer's life. And then his hands are everywhere, all at once, soapy and slick. I knew you liked the stash. Shut up, asshole. Make me. 5. Boyle? Waxer? What the actual criff are you doing? Isn't it obvious? That's a woman. Oh, I'm aware. She's naked. So are you. What? I am... criff. It's too late, Wax. Your virtue is well and sullied. What? Seriously, you don't remember? Unbelievable. Lightweight. Boyle, what was in that bottle? Calm down. You did good for a shiny. Amma agrees. Amma? The naked woman. Between us. Carking hell, Boyle. There is lipstick on my dick. I can help with that. But you'll need to wait your turn. Boys, if you would like some time alone, I can take care of this myself. +1. Boyle's at a dead run, sprinting so hard that he takes Rex out at the knees when he drops at Waxer's side. Doesn't matter. Nothing matters if Wax is gone. Kix is coming in fast, too. Boyle can see him running, but he bellows anyway.
Medic!
He breaks the seal on Waxer's helmet and tears it off. Nothing.
Wax! Wax! No, come back to me! Come back!
Rex lays a steadying hand on Boyle's pauldron, but he gives a vicious shake in return. This is not happening.
Waxer!
Slowly, one eye opens. then the other. Griff, stop yelling at me. The end.